The bully-free workplace. Stop jerks, weasels, and snakes from killing your organization. Authors: Gary Namy and Ruth F. Namy. Policy violator, not bully. It's likely that one or more jerks, weasels, or snakes works for you or with you. Wonder what shall we call these perpetrators of organizational chaos? Here are some synonyms for bullies: aggressors, offenders, backstabbers, saboteurs, harassers, nitpickers, control freaks, obsessive critics, and abusers. Regardless of the names by which we refer to them, these individuals exhibit conduct far beyond acceptable workplace behavior. They act in non-formative, readily identifiable manners that stand out in extremely negative ways. Let's state that your task is not to identify offenders within a workplace and immediately brand them as bullies. Instead, you'll identify whoever dares to violate a new, clear set of standards. That person, once detected and confirmed as a wrongdoer, is referred to as a policy violator. This is much less pejorative than the label bully and a better fit in your bullying-free organization. Mobilize your organization. The campaign to stop workplace bullying requires preparation of various internal groups. Bullying is a public health catastrophe. This might help for you to characterize the anti-bullying initiative as trying to address a disease. There are four Herculean tasks required to prepare the leadership team. Task 1. Recognize the bullying around you. If division manager Bob, for example, is the one who keeps your company from earning the distinction as a great place to work, then Bob is a problem. For the team, Bob has been a problem for years. His profits are overestimated. His productivity reflects more stealing credit from others than actual accomplishments. His apparent loyalty is actually more fickle than you imagined. Bob's staffers hate him and leave at the first chance. The only portrayal of Bob to which you've been privy has come from Bob himself. He is the master of managing your impression of him. The first step for stopping workplace bullying is to take a step back and assess the situation. Separate your defensiveness about the incompetent Bobs in your organization from the evidence about them. Find out what the majority of people working under the Bobs have to say about their work world. Friendships with managers who have a documentable history of destroying co-workers and subordinates threaten to undermine your ability to lead. Task 2. Trust reports from the trenches. Good leaders trust employees. Good employees can be counted on for internal intelligence and fact-gathering. They are compensated for their work and double their worth when giving you information that consultants discover at a much higher cost. One of the most important ways you can show trust to employees is to believe reports of bullying when they bubble up to your level. They are providing intelligence for you. Task 3. If you are the problem, admit it and stop. How do you know if you're the problem? Here are some warning signs. 1. Your job is solely to be the visionary leader, focused only on the marketplace and competitors. Managing and internal operational details are done by others. 2. In meetings, your positions are rarely, if ever, challenged. 3. You understand the merits of collaborative decision-making, but in the final analysis, the decision is yours. 4. Department managers you personally appointed experience the highest rates of turnover or transfer requests compared with other managers. 5. It takes a special type of person to succeed in role supporting you. Your staff changes often. 6. You believe that fear motivates staff and prevents complacency. Task 4. Intervene whenever possible. Most people think that intervention requires you to jump between two parties just before the bullying is about to take a swing. Not necessarily true. To do that, you would have to be a witness to the bullying incident right there on the spot. But it's more likely that you'll hear about the incident after it happened. Then, there is time to plan your delayed intervention. It may become a new managerial responsibility. But prior to the formalization, it makes sense to intervene on behalf of the targeted employee. If the target works in your unit, intervention is part of your job right now. Positive preliminary steps to take. There is a modified method of introducing the topic of bullying within the organization. Measure the extent of bullying, then brief executives. 1. Prevalence assessment. People in your organization who don't see bullying as a problem need you to convince them that indeed it is. They may be empiricists by nature, who don't believe anything unless they have experienced it. You can't bully them simply to convince them, but you can assess prevalence and use it to provide the proof that they need. 2. Executive briefings. Executives must understand how bullying affects finances, reputation, and people, so it's best to educate them about workplace bullying. Administrators, trustees, directors, executives, and senior managers need to learn about the topic. A 2-hour introduction can apprise them of the nature and extent of the problem within. You'll also want to designate an internal champion to ensure commitment to a systemic solution. Comprehensive solution. 3 tasks are required from leaders who have finished the preliminary work. They now know the extent of the problem. They have won support from the rest of the leadership team, and they've put bullies on notice that their reign of terror is about to end. These tasks are: 1. An explicit policy. Code of conduct violations and vague corporate value statements are not actionable. Policies, on the other hand, are entirely enforceable. So the goal is to have a policy. Bullies assert that their actions are simply their style of coaching. Without a behavioral standard to which a bully's style can be compared, there can be no defensible accusation of wrongdoing. 2. A new unacceptability. The organization must send the message that misconduct that was once ignored or rewarded is now deemed unacceptable and prohibited. It's a complete reversal of the norms that allowed bullies to terrorize others with impunity. 3. Enforcement applies to all. When a policy is applicable to all employees at all levels and ranks, the organization is saying that executives will be held accountable too. Board members' conduct should also be monitored and compared with the new policy's definitions of unacceptability. Employees and management, as well as non-managers, will see the process as fair and credible when everyone faithfully enforces the policy. Dealing with confirmed violators. Just as bullied individuals and affected witnesses need help, so do offenders. There's a hole in their soul somewhere. You can schedule meetings with the offender. These should be conducted off-site for confidentiality purposes. Even bullies deserve dignified treatment. There are 3 phases in the project we call Respectful Conduct Clinic. First phase. The chief executive officer must mandate the offender's participation, and the offender's continued employment must rely upon attendance and cooperation. Second phase. Self-discovery continues with testing and diagnostic instrument scoring, feedback, and interpretation of results. The goal of this phase is to discover the bully's personal barriers to change. Third phase. The focus switches from the offender as an individual to the offender as a social actor in the work environment. At this point, you assess relationships and confront the offender with information about the impact of his or her actions. He or she must accept responsibility for the harm inflicted on others. The clinic ends with change contingent contracting and a monitoring schedule that stretches into the future. Finally, bullying makes the workplace an irrational and scary place to spend your working hours. With a successful blueprint implementation, rationality and safety are restored. By adopting the anti-bullying blueprint, organizations will be able to claim to be free of workplace bullying. Over time, culture changes for the better, rendering bullying an antisocial behavior.